Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Yesterday was just a glorious day for golf.
How the hell are we doing a show today after yesterday?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, just didn't want to leave the Moss Montgomery Classic, and shout out to all the Rockaholics who were there as well. That was so much fun.
What a fun way to kick off the week. I mean, we really set the bar high.
No, it's a terrible way to kick off the week, because nothing else is going to compare to it. And I got to say, I thought it'd be fun, but I was like, golf sucks. I'm not a big fan of golf.
Wow.
Am I the only one in this room? I didn't see anybody else like going crazy over grabbing a putter.
I mean, it's not my game, but I had fun walking around.
That's what I was going to say. Everything but the golf part. Like, yeah. I had a blast hanging out with the Rockaholics, stopping at each hole, visiting all the great clients that were having drinks up, the Trapper Sushi, all the other stuff. Like, the entire vibe was great. The weather was awesome.
Yeah, Couldn't ask for anything more.
But I didn't miss, like, trying to hit a ball.
Fun fact, though, do you know what golfers like to do on Friday nights?
What do they like to do?
Clubbing.
That was awesome. Yes. Nice job.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
So do you have these jokes handy, or do you, like, wake up in the morning and think, okay, I might have to say something about golf, so let me find a couple more dad jokes?
You know, I like to look up some dad jokes from time to time.
Yeah, it's impressive. Your retention for these bad golf dad jokes is pretty phenomenal.
Oh, I'll be here all morning.
I'm very fortunate of that. I think we're both hashtag blessed.
Of course.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. It's National Iced Tea Day. Okay. Do you have an iced tea? No, you don't. You're not a big fan.
I never liked iced tea.
Not even Snapple?
No. I mean, not really. It's not my jam. I do like hot tea.
Okay. Well, it's iced tea day today, though.
Well, so I can't have hot tea.
No, unless you put ice cubes in it. Danny, were you an iced tea guy? I feel like you were an Arizona iced tea guy.
No, actually. Never did the Arizona. I'm just a regular, unsweet iced tea person.
Oh.
I do not like the sweet tea.
I'm always so let down when I order an ice. Not that I order it a lot, but in the past when I've ordered iced teas thinking that it was going to come sweetened and it's not, you're like, no, you forgot a part of this iced tea where it tastes good.
You know what I was when I was a kid, though? Brisk.
Brisk!
The Brisk iced tea in the can. Oh, that was my jam.
See, I was a Snapple guy.
You guys are so cute.
Wow.
Just going to tea parties and stuff together.
Pinkies up.
Yeah.
What's up? You know how it goes. Hey, you're a Seattle Mariners. again, I get sucked into the game. They tie it up. It's 4-4. And I'm like, then I'm in that weird choose-your-own-adventure. Do I go to bed? Or do I keep watching this game that's going to go into extra innings? Thankfully, I chose to go to bed because they ended up losing in the 11th with a big grand slam as the Arizona Diamondbacks ended up beating the Mariners 8-4. We're now one game over 500. Hopefully, things get turned around. The pitching hasn't been great, but also a lot of our pitching has been injured. So I'm willing to give them a pass, but at some point, we need to get nervous about this team because, you know, the Houston Astros are going to keep getting a little bit further and further from us, and we just wasted a really good few months for the Seattle Mariners.
This is supposed to be our year, guys.
It still is.
Come on. The Florida Panthers absolutely dominated last night over the Edmonton Oilers. Of course, that's my son's new favorite team, the Oilers, so he was very disappointed over that 6-1 loss. So much so.
It wasn't showtime last night.
We turned it off with probably about, like, maybe 10 minutes left in the third period.
Oh, I turned it off when it was 4-1.
It was awful.
I was like, this team is just being, they're being bullied.
I mean, they scored early, too, and it was just a downhill slide from there.
This is the team, okay, this is not really, like, a hot take or anything like that, because I'm hoping that the Seattle Kraken could one day become a team that's a Stanley Cup contender, in fact, a Stanley Cup winner. But the Florida Panthers, if they weren't playing the Oilers, I'd be, like, so hyped on them because they're exactly what I would love to see our team
sure.
be. Just tough, willing to get under the skin of the other team. I mean, the Oilers just had no... They just seemed like they couldn't keep their emotions in check.
No.
And the Panthers, I mean, when you got, like, Brad Marchand, who's just a... I mean, he might go down as, like, Mount Rushmore douche hockey player of all time. Like, he's that kind of guy that gets under your skin. And boy, did he get under the skin of the Edmonton Oilers. The whole team did. It was just a terrible performance.
Game 4 is happening Thursday night.
Well, speaking of the Kraken, they did introduce their head coach yesterday with Lane Lambert. He did a big press conference talking about the team. Here's how he addressed the media when he first sat down with everybody to talk about what the future holds for our Seattle Kraken.
Ecstatic to be here, obviously. It's a thrilling day for myself and my family. And welcome to everyone in here. First and foremost, I'd like to thank Samantha Holloway, ownership group, and Ron Francis, our president, Jason Botterill, our general manager.
He sounds fired up.
He does. So much enthusiasm.
I've never been more excited to be a Seattle Kraken fan. What are we expecting? Like, he's going to be, like, popping, like, yes. confetti, chugging some wine. Let's go, boys. We got this year. But he does say that, you know, he's excited and that losing is not an option, all that kind of, you know, he just basically says his goal is to make the playoffs with the Seattle Kraken, which I think is what you'd expect any coach to say when they're doing a press conference as the new coach of the team. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 79 degrees. It's going to be a nice sunny day today. The nice weather continues, Taryn. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
We're going to be at the Mariners game 1 week from tomorrow, and it's a Red Sox game, a day game. Take the day off work. Play hooky with us. $2 of every ticket sold is benefiting the National MS Society, and we have the hookup on discounted tickets at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Was arrested at the Mumbai airport. Customs officials found 47 venomous snakes, vipers, other rare reptiles in his luggage.
What?
47.
I mean, some just pack underwear and some pants. Other people, I guess, apparently just try and smuggle a crap ton of venomous snakes.
I think 4 or 7 sounds like a lot, but 47 is a crap ton of snakes.
I think 1 sounds like 1 too many.
This is a news report on it.
The Mumbai Customs Department intercepted an Indian passenger for allegedly smuggling a large number of exotic reptiles and turtles to India. 44 Indonesian pit vipers, 5 Asian leaf turtles, and 3 spider-tailed horn vipers were seized from the airport.
I don't mean to laugh, because while we're listening to that clip, Danny, I don't know if you were paying attention to our friend Taryn Daly over here. She just kept shaking her head no. Like aggressively, like nope. Not having it.
She was also shaking a little bit. I feel like she was getting a little nervous tick there.
So this, I know we've talked about this before, but this unnerves you.
Yes.
Have you seen the pictures of the snakes?
Yes.
And here, like, I love the news report. They had to put like real suspenseful music as they showed the snakes. And they made sure that the tongue's sticking out. Ugh. Look at all those snakes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm so out on that.
Kind of in with this music bed, though.
Oh.
Oh, that one looks gnarly.
We even saw, like, what do they call those things? A ball python on, like, a news thing last night. I don't want anything to do with any of that.
What about these? The turtles that they're showing. Those are kind of adorable.
Turtles are kind of fine. Okay. I'm fine with that.
You're fine if you open up somebody's luggage and you saw some turtles.
Oh, yeah, that would not bother me. But snakes, yeah, they're just, I don't know, there's like an unpredictability about snakes.
Would you say that's like the top tier scare the living S out of you thing?
I think that's the thing I'm the most scared of. I have no issue with like heights or the dark or clowns, anything like that.
Now, more often they say like you have like a fear or something, like you have to kind of approach it. I don't know if this is like the best, maybe that shouldn't come to me, but like you approach it head on. Like, you know, remember our friend Bob Rivers, may he rest in peace. He was terrified of heights. Mm-hmm. So what did he do? He learned how to fly a freaking plane and then became a pilot. And that's how he conquered his fear of heights. Now, I'm not saying that you need to learn how to become a snake and start slithering around, but what if we brought like a snake in? I don't have a snake. I don't think, Danny, you don't have a pet snake. Class, no. I checked.
Yes, Steve, I have a million snakes at my okay.
His pants, he does. As we've heard stories. No, like what if we got like in cahoots with like the zoo, like the Woodland Park Zoo, or somewhere where they brought in a snake? Would you touch it?
I just went to the zoo, Steve, and no, I did not want to touch the snake.
Well, they don't offer that there. You can't put like your hand through like the glass like encasement and say, "Here, touch a snake." I think that could be a recipe for disaster.
That was Barrett's favorite part of the entire zoo, too. No, I don't want to have any interaction with a snake at all.
At all.
At all.
Even if you had like a professional that is like guaranteeing you that this snake is not venomous, this snake is not going to like wrap its body around your neck and choke the living crap out of you.
I mean, I saw one on my bike ride the other day and I screamed. Someone nearby probably thought there was a medical emergency happening.
Are you the type of person that would freak out if someone had like a fake rubber snake and they kind of threw it at you?
I would be so upset. I would be very upset.
Is there anything for you, Danny, that you're just like completely scared S-less of?
Well, whales, number one.
That's right. I don't know if we could get the Woodland Park Zoo to bring in a whale.
I don't think it'd fit in the building.
But we can watch Free Willy?
Like, actual scared, I think, honestly, like, every time I see any kind of, like, rodent, I'm just like, you know, it just, for some reason, it just freaks me out. And if you, like, they climb all over, like, I've seen, like, people have pet rats, and they, like, climb all over them, and I'm like, I'm good.
It's funny you say that. Like, I have no problem with, like, a mouse.
Yeah.
But then if I see a rat, that's like, and they're pretty much the same thing.
It's
like,
that tail, man.
And also, when growing up in New York, man, there were some, like, almost the size of puppies.
Oh, no.
If not, like, about the size of a puppy. Like, you'd, like, lock, especially in some, like, kind of shady parts of New York and New York City. I remember I'd just be walking by, and you'd look, and you're like, that is like a rat on steroids. So even when I see like a regular sized rat, it does kind of freak me out.
So do you have things other than rats? Do you have anything that you're very afraid of?
Maybe tarantulas.
Mm.
Like, those give me the heebie-jeebies.
I bet the zoo's got those.
No, they don't. I already contacted. Oh, we're going tit for tat.
Yeah, we are.
I'm going to show up with a python and Taryn's coming in with the snake. Mind you, I'm also kind of scared of snakes. Like, not scared of them, but they do kind of, like, they're a little unnerving to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you got whales, tarantulas, snakes. I am deeply terrified of snakes. What about our rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What is that one thing that straight up scares the crap out of you?
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to know about that one thing you're absolutely terrified of. 206-803-ROCK. Maybe it's spiders like our friend Steve over here. Maybe it's heights. Maybe it's clowns. Or maybe something totally random out of left field. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Green Day. What is that one thing that straight up scares the crap out of you? Call 206-803-ROCK and let's talk about it. Steve, we've got someone on hold who was absolutely traumatized by something that their dad did when they were 7 years old.
It's always the parents. At least one parent will always F with you.
We are going to check in with them in just a second. But first, Chris from Smoky Point, what is that one thing that straight up scares the crap out of you?
Chris.
Chris.
Hey, guys. My name's Chris from Smoky Point.
No?
Nothing?
No.
Chris, put him back on hold. Maybe he'll be back when we get done with the
Let's see if we can get Kyle from Puyallup. Kyle, are you there?
We're at.
Oh, great. You know, you would think we'd be in the studio and everything would be working. I get yesterday when we were on, at the golf course and our equipment was kind of falling apart on us. But I just bang on it a couple of times. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, give it a little kick.
No. So the calls aren't working?
Apparently not.
Well, that's interesting.
What is happening?
We'll put him back on hold and see if we can get it sorted out.
We do have some text messages, so while we're hopefully going to figure out how to get the calls to work, one person says, totally fearful of public speaking. I have an irrational fear of public speaking, even around people that I know. I believe it's all due to growing up with dyslexia and having a stutter, and I would have some issues with that as a kid. I get that. Like, as someone who had dealt with, like, some stuttering stuff in the past, like, there are still times where, like, I get caught up on certain words, and it's fearful. Which is why I love, like, my kids doing, like, that whole Adventurers Club thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because what it does is it's forcing, and one of the guys brought that up, and I never even thought about that until he said it. It forces these kids to stand in front of a crowd with a microphone and recite things, you know, silly things about being an adventurer. But at the end of the day, what they're doing is kind of enabling them with skills so that they'll be able to talk.
Building them that confidence that's so important.
Absolutely.
206-803-ROCK. Chris from Smoky Point, what is that one thing that straight up scares the crap out of you?
For me, it's ants.
Ants? Any kind? Yep, fire ants or all ants?
All ants. Every ant. They're terrible creatures and I can't do it.
What was the thing that really made you like settle into this fear? Did you have like an ant infestation or something?
So I was 4 years old. I was running around out behind the house because we had a bunch of property back home. And we have these trees. They're sumac trees. And when they die, they hollow out. They have a really soft center. And ants like to build colonies in them. I now know this. So I, being the little kid that I was, grabbed one of these trees and snapped it off. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so strong. So I was running around hitting stuff with a stick. And next thing you know, I look down at my arm and I start feeling something bite me. And I look and I have my whole arm is covered in black ants.
Okay, that would freak me out too.
And they are just covering my whole body. And I stripped down naked and ran home. And my mom was like, what are you doing? And then she started like, she's seen the ants on me and she started swatting them up. Yeah, I can't do it, man. Ants are terrible creatures.
Well, Chris, and I'm glad you weren't there at the golf tournament yesterday because we were putting stuff with marshmallows, just goofing around, and one of the marshmallows ended up on the ground, and someone went to pick it up thinking it was a golf ball, but it was sitting there long enough that every ant that it felt like was at the golf course was on the actual marshmallow. So when the person picked it up, they looked, and they're like, oh, that's not a golf ball, and it's filled with ants, and they just threw it right back down.
Kill them with fire.
And the crazy part was then Danny took off all of his clothes and ran home. It was very odd.
He did.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. Kyle's in Puyallup this morning. What is that one thing that straight up scares the crap out of you?
So I was 7 years old meeting my dad for maybe the second time. And he thought it was a great idea to scare me the entire 2 weeks I was with him from scary movies, Chucky. But one night he had us watching Arachnophobe. And then while I was sleeping, decided to wake me up with this pet tarantula by placing it on my chest.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So did he think that would be hilarious? What is happening? Like, what the heck?
Yeah,
Yeah, he was dying on the ground laughing while this tarantula is crawling all over me. And, yeah, so since that day, doesn't matter what size spider, yeah, it scares me. I've had to have friends rescue me on jobs, kill spiders so I can work on equipment that I'm trying to service. So, yeah, no bueno.
No bueno at all.
Taryn, we did get a text message that says, Taryn, you're a country girl that's afraid of snakes. It was bad enough that you got rid of your goats. It's time to turn your country card back in at the nearest Starbucks.
You know what? This is definitely not a country girl attribute, being afraid of snakes.
City folks just don't get it. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a record of 189 wins, 61 losses, and 46 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 650.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.